And so we're, you know, rigorously focused on CASK and getting CASK numbers down. We feel, therefore, if you consider us vis-a-vis Play, we've got a strong set of advantages because of where we are as opposed to where Play is. And I've already talked about WOW's problems with the cost base in Iceland. Aer Lingus is a different issue. I mean, Aer Lingus I would consider to be more of a hybrid carrier, not a true low-cost competitor. I think, again, you know, Aer Lingus at the moment is drawing a huge amount of traffic from Northern Ireland, and we would certainly hope to be clawing that back, because the argument would be, why travel to Dublin? Why spend 2 hours plus in a car and face car park charges or whatever in Dublin when you can get the bus to Belfast International, hop on a plane and get over to the other side of the Atlantic. So I think convenience and pricing would be key to the Northern Ireland market, which is substantial, as I pointed out. I think also that there's a great sense of identity already in Northern Ireland with the Fly Atlantic project. And it's seen increasingly as a home airline and an airline to be supported. And so we're certainly keen to develop that identity and be seen as Northern Ireland's ambassador to the rest of the world and draw on local loyalties to support the airline.